from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
And if you have any thoughts on my future adventure in Little League coaching, you can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift on the Twitter. You can call us next segment for the wake-up call. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, so it kind of lit social media on fire over the weekend, the NFL Top 100, which they have now done for 14 years as voted on by the players. It comes out over the weekend. Now, they kind of do this gradually. If you've been paying attention, three Atlanta Falcons were part of the list. Chris Lindstrom, I believe, was number 88. Kirk Cousins, 81, and Jesse Bates at 74. I felt like Jesse was a little bit low. Kirk Cousins coming off the injury, obviously just glad he's in the 100. Lindstrom, we can have that, you know, we can have that conversation from top to bottom. He is a very, very good player in what he was asked to do under Arthur Smith. I am curious to see how he fits with everything going on right now. The top 100, a lot of shock and awe when they get the countdown and they get to number four on the list, because it is a future Hall of Famer and what almost everybody would tell you is the best player in the NFL, and that is Patrick Mahomes. Now, he ranked at number three last year. Coming up ahead of him was Christian McCaffrey at three, Lamar Jackson at two, with a massive leap over where he was a year ago. He was at 70 a year ago. And Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill becomes the first person in the 14-year history to actually land the number one spot as a wide receiver. First of all, I'll get you guys' thoughts on Patrick Mahomes being at four before we get to Tyreek Hill. I was okay with it. I think that with this exact scenario, when you look at Patrick Mahomes coming at number four, I think when the players vote on these things, it's kind of like a lot of other things where there's just greatness year after year, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of lulls you to sleep at this point. It's like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to come back and, you know, late in the game. You know that they're going to be in the playoff hunt. You know they might win a Super Bowl, and you know he's going to be really good. And it kind of – it's almost like you said this conversation in Alabama land, and Nikki, I know you –
I was about to say, is this just like Alabama football?
It used to have the whole thing about, like, you know, Nick Saban could win. And Kirby Smart, same way at Georgia now. So if you're a Georgia fan, I don't want you rolling your eyes. It's the same way now, where you're like, you could literally award these guys Coach of the Year every year if you really, really wanted to. Patrick Mahomes, that's what I saw. When he landed at number four, I'm like, he's just lulling people to sleep at this point. Like, he's just supposed to be great, right?
Yeah. I think it's garbage. I mean, he's the best player in he's the best football player there is right now. He plays the toughest position.
I was curious how you were going to text, because it is players. And it's not a media member. Like, this
I know,
is players.
It's players. Yeah. I think when it's done, I think if you – their offense struggled last year.
Yeah,
none of which was necessarily Patrick Mahomes' fault, but they struggled. you look at his – he had a very humble year for him, if you want to look at it. You know, 27 touchdowns, 14 picks, 16%, 4,100 yards. That's great. They won another Super Bowl. That tells me that this was clearly done before the playoff run. You just look at the playoff run. It was phenomenal. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. He should be number one every single year. I think Lamar Jackson is – I have no issues with Lamar Jackson, too. And, in fact, I think it should – if you're not going to have Patrick Mahomes at one, then how do you have the guy that won the MVP at two?
Yeah.
That's weird to me. The Christian McCaffrey – and I'll go ahead and just say this, and this is not a knock on the cheetah, but how does someone that did what Christian McCaffrey did last year, scoring 21 touchdowns, having 2,000 yards from scrimmage, how do you tell me that he's three and Tyreek Hill is one? That doesn't make any sense. Christian McCaffrey was the best football player of non-quarterbacks.
Here's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to look at this as if I was, you know, still voting in these kind of things. Here's what I will tell you. I think as far as his position goes, I think Tyreek Hill is the most dynamic at his position. And I think that's why when players look at him, he shoots up number one. You have to completely change the way you defend things when Tyreek Hill is that wide receiver. Patrick Mahomes, yes, he's a phenomenal quarterback and a first ballot Hall of Famer. Lamar Jackson's kind of entering that conversation. I'm not sure that Patrick Mahomes at this point in his career is that much better than him at Lamar Jackson. I think that Tyreek Hill is just that much better than all the other wide receivers, and he's just that much more dynamic at his position that I think that's why he gets the nod and gets the number one spot. I think the people that have to cover him know how much of a problem he is, and I think that's the reason he kind of vaulted into that one spot. So I don't agree with it, but I understand it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, but you're not wrong. I mean, by the way, Ding, somebody said the other day, we as a society have stopped saying you're right and started saying you're not wrong to almost tell you that you're right.
But, I don't want to give you that
but
much
I'm
credit.
But I'm not giving you credit because I don't agree wholeheartedly with that.
I'm not going to give you that much credit because I don't like you.
And it's,
that's
and it's,
why.
It's a great point. It's an absolutely phenomenal point that person said to me that night. But I just think that as good as Tyreek Hill is, he makes that offense that much better. He makes Tua better. He makes Jalen Waddle better. But I don't know. I just look at what Christian McCaffrey took that offense to a different level for San Francisco last year. Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. He is the only player that we can say is a first-ballot Hall of Famer that's currently playing, and that there's no one even questions it. I mean, if you said – I think Trent Williams is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. But if you said that, there's somebody going to be like, well, I don't know, you know. And everybody can argue with it. You can't argue with Patrick Mahomes. Therefore, he is the best. He is the GOAT of this generation that is coming up and playing right now. And so it just is hard for me. I just don't know how the MVP's too. I don't know how Chris Jones is behind Myles Garrett, even though I think Myles Garrett's a great player. Look at Max Crosby making the top 10 as well. But I just don't think, to me, Tyreek Hill can be one. I don't know how that happens other than they don't want to give it to Patrick Mahomes every year.
He's just lulling people to sleep.
I was going
to
say, Mike, if you were still in the locker room and you had a vote, who would your vote be and why? As a player, not a media member. Put your helmet on.
I would have voted for Trent
headset.
Williams at left tackle. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I bet he would have. Either that or he voted for like Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
If you've got thoughts on the NFL Top 100.
He was 100.
404-726-0929. It's the wake-up call coming up. The morning shift. We're live from Flowery Branch. Your eyes and the ears of Atlanta Falcons training camp. Make sure you stick with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts.
It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.